What if I told you that 90% of your thoughts that you had today, you will have tomorrow and the next day? Crazy, right? Hey guys, my name's Anthony Newton, and you're on my podcast, Woke with Anthony. And I'm coming to you today because, you know, just imagine having 90% of your thoughts make up today, tomorrow, the next day, and so on. So, you know, you might be saying, you know, how is that possible? And it is because our unconscious mind actually controls a lot more than you think. So, you know, people with the pessimistic attitudes and the optimistic attitudes, you know, it's just their brain telling their body that, you know, either, you know, something bad is always going to happen, or, you know, something positive can happen. And you might say, okay, well, you know, where is he going with this? And where I'm going with this is you can actually change your perception, and you can make your brain do what you want to. And, you know, this is because, like, everything, you know, everything we do are just driven by beliefs. You know, like, whether it's religion, whether, you know, it's the belief that, hey, you know, I'm going to get in college, or the belief that, hey, I'm going to, you know, work out and, you know, feel the best I can. You know, everything we do is driven by beliefs. So, you know, and, you know, with that regard, with that being said, you know, how can you actually train your brain to, you know, do something else? And, you know, many people dub this, you know, brainwashing yourself, which is, you know, what you would be doing. So, you know, the most interesting thing is our brains are such powerful entities that, you know, we're able, you know, as humans, we're able to, you know, train our brains to, you know, do what we wanted to do practically. And, you know, this is seen in a lot of those professional eaters. And, you know, the professional eaters, they exhibit this so much because when you think about, you know, all the, you know, the hundreds of hot dogs or corn on the cob or ribs or whatever they eat, they teach their mind over their stomach. So you're actually able to shut down certain glands or paralyze certain glands just so you can, you know, eat as much as you can. And so what they do is, you know, when they go in these competitions, is much about, like, I mean, because really, you can't really expand your stomach as much as a human, but when you think about mind over matter, which is, you know, exactly what it is, you know, they tell themselves that, I can have another, and they trick their brains to, you know, say, like, oh, yeah, he's fine, you know, so you shut down that gland that, you know, kind of tells you when you're getting full. And, you know, they exhibit the full range of this when you're talking about those eating competitions. So, you know, and you might say, you know, okay, how does this kind of fit into my life? And, you know, as I was going back to, you know, we're all built with habits. And, you know, just like when you wake up, you know, and I used to be like this, but when you wake up, the first thing you do is you look at your phone, or, you know, you either, you know, you go to the bathroom, you look at your phone, and you kind of do these things just unconsciously. You know, maybe when you're bored, you tend to just, you know, scroll on the internet, or, you know, scroll social media and things like that. And that's just that's your unconscious mind just kind of doing what it wants to do. So, I believe that you can actually, like, you have the power to change that. And, you know, what you do is, you know, you just have something helpful become a routine. So, a lot of the people, you know, they get in these habits, and, you know, the only way to break a bad habit is to change it mentally. And every time, and I'm hoping after, you know, you hear this, that every time you think about, oh man, I gotta, you know, pick up my phone, you know, because I'm bored, or, you know, pick up my iPad because I'm bored, or go on the computer because I'm bored, you know, you're gonna think about it a little bit, like, you know, like, how is this gonna help me? Like, you know, if you're trying to detox, like, social media, you're trying to detox technology, you know, like, this is definitely a good tool. And so, I believe, you know, when your brain is capable to use that time in the manner in which you want it, and a lot of the time still, like, I have to catch myself, you know, going on my phone and, you know, catch myself, like, you know, just scrolling things. And ever since I've kind of become media literate, like, I just, it's been looking for the word. It's just, I mean, I'll come back to it, but, you know, finding media literacy, it's been just, like, very interesting. And now I just, like, pay more attention to, you know, the different things that I do. And, you know, so if, you know, if I am bored, you know, maybe I won't scroll. Maybe I start to, you know, I'm starting to train my brain to, instead of scrolling, like, you know, do something like, look at different videos. You know, I'm a communications major, so, you know, I might read more up on communications and the research behind it and things like that. But just training my brain to go a different way, because a lot of people just don't think about it. So, but if you are one of those people that want to be able to change your habits, and this is, you know, just like, just like the eaters, you know, this is for everything. You know, if you have, like, a pessimistic attitude, and it's not something that, oh, it just happened, you know, like, well, I mean, technically, yeah, it happened one day, you know, maybe you were super angry, you know, a couple years ago, and then all these thoughts just kind of festered in your head, and, you know, you thought about it that day and the day after until it actually became a routine. And so now you're so pessimistic and, you know, pretty much angry all the time. And, you know, maybe you don't know where it started, but, you know, it could be as simple as, you know, saying some words out loud like, oh my gosh, you know, how can anything ever get better? Or, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just busy all the time, you know, I never make enough money, and, you know, all these things, and, you know, they fester in your brain, and, you know, it's fine, you're just thinking, you're saying that for right now, and, you know, maybe you don't actually believe that, but, you know, at the time, but then you start to, you know, everybody you meet, you start to say it to them, and then it becomes habit. So your body, your brain actually tells your body, like, okay, you know, maybe he is stressed, you know, he needs more money, and every time he hears money, he's going to be stressed. You know, every time somebody asks him how his day is, he's going to say it's stressful. And so your body actually adapts to, you know, like, what you're saying. So the only way to change this is to, you know, change your behavior. So, you know, doing the same thing over and over and most of us not paying attention to it, you know, it's going to continue to be part of our lives. So when we change this, when we have those thoughts, or, you know, when somebody asks us, you know, and we, you know, we have to catch ourselves by saying, you know, I'm doing well, or, you know, like, you know, I'm doing well, or, yeah, today's a good day. And if, you know, like, and we can actually trick our minds, or, you know, I mean, and it's not necessarily tricking your minds because it's a habit that you're trying to change. You know, it's not something, you know, like, people aren't just, oh, this person's just pessimistic. Oh, this person's just optimistic. You know, no, these are things that we do. These are things that we work at. And when you're using certain parts of your brain, you're actually able to change. You're actually able to change your mentality. You're able to change your focus. And so, you know, what I hope you get out of this, you know, and I just wanted to do like a short excerpt, but what I wanted you to get out of this is the fact that, you know, a lot of us, you know, because we use that unconscious mind so much, and, you know, like I said earlier, 90% of what you think about today, you'll think about tomorrow and the next day. You know, I just want you to know that, you know, you're able to change that. A lot of people, you know, they're going through the motions and, you know, life is hectic, they're busy and things like that. But you're able, your brain's so fantastical that you are actually able to change the way you think. And by changing the way you think, you know, you can turn a pessimism, you can turn pessimism into optimism. And you're able to, you know, see things from different perspectives and see things in a different light instead of, you know, whatever triggers it. You know, and this is the same thing with, you know, attitudes. And, you know, I used to have this thing when, you know, somebody says something, you know, not so smart. You know, I would always, you know, just get so frustrated because I'm like, yo, what are you talking about? And, you know, I realized it was having like an impact on my life. And, you know, and just everywhere, because it wasn't just, you know, like that one person. Then it started to be, you know, everybody that said something that, you know, was kind of like out of left field. I would say, yo, what are you talking about? And, you know, like nobody wants to be around somebody like that. So, you know, like I started changing. And every time, you know, somebody said something like that, you know, I would have that thought for a split second. And then, you know, I would say, oh, okay, you know, where are you coming from? And it's just like that, you know, because now instead of just going, oh, you know, like, where'd you get that information from? You know, now I want to learn. I want to be able to peek inside this person's mind to see where exactly they're coming from. And, you know, I get to learn and, you know, they get to learn, because when you teach somebody, I believe you actually learn more. So, you know, that being said, using parts of your, like, trying to conscious your unconscious mind, you know, and it's definitely a weird saying, you know. I'll definitely find another way to put that. But, you know, being that your unconscious mind rules most of your life, you know, and that includes dreams, which are supposed to be 1/3 of your life. For me, it's more like 25%. But your unconscious mind just does things and you don't know it. So if you're not careful, you're not paying attention, you know, like, your unconscious mind will, you know, ruin your life. Because, you know, and this, you see this a lot in technology, you know, you can't really even talk to people anymore because, you know, they're scrolling on their phones, and even when you're talking, they're looking at their phones, and, you know, we can't really have civilized conversations anymore. So, you know, I definitely wanted to, you know, like, media literacy is important, so I definitely wanted to get that out there. And, yeah, guys, I just feel like if you're able to train your brain, like, you know, brainwash yourself, you know, because somebody's going to brainwash you, you know, whether it be your parents, your grandparents, you know, it's social media, it's different marketing and advertisements, like, you know, get a do, or the Pepsi tastes so good. You know, our brains are trained to, you know, whatever we see, you know, it's going to absorb it, and then some things are going to become habit. So, you know, if you don't get anything else from this, you know, understand that our brains are very powerful, and if you want to change something in your life, your brain will allow you to do it. Your brain will allow you to do it. Once again, guys, my name is Anthony Newton. You're on Woke with Anthony, and I'm out.